make good decisions to make the place the best we can for the people that live here, and we can bring buildings up to this place and put beauty on it and put much of it we've received in our area. We're grateful for all of them who have blessed us with, and we ask you to continue to bless us with those things that we are in need of, and help us to really great blessings. These things we pray for in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, Chair. Those from our last meeting on September 18th were sent out. No discussion or repair. I have the same motion to approve those. Second. Motion by Chair, second by Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
And for today's agenda, do we have any changes? No, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda. I'll second. Motion by Chair, second by Mike, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. I don't think too many of these will take very long. Just kind of go through these. I've got 10 here. Shell building enhancement design project. So, Sid, did I get you the amounts on the bid last time? You remember?
What? Did you email?
Probably not. Can't remember if we. Actually, we didn't get it until later on.
Yeah, it was after that meeting, yeah. Our last meeting, but we. But I don't think I received any of them, so. Wasatch West contract came here, it was $210,765.12. Friday, Gary and Bryce and I met, kind of went through I've had a couple conversations with Jones and Mill about it. We felt comfortable with Tusher. Area before and didn't have any negative feedback or anything. So, we have a discussion on that. You got a comment? Council? I guess it's entertain a motion to go with that. Okay. Or entertain a motion to get.
I'll make a motion to go with that, sir.
Second. Motion by Gary, second by Mike. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, I think they're going to get going here pretty quick. I think we delayed this a little bit, approving that, so, but I think they want to be in and out in like 30 days, so hopefully by maybe a weekend in November this should be done. So, anyway, as soon as I hear a plan here for them, I'll send it out to the council. Cemetery plots, section C5, number 17, 18, 19, and 20. Is this Tanner?
through the whole ordinance, had questions on every little thing. And then I sent in the invoice, and the invoice auto-generated from QuickBooks and have the plot number and section in the little generated email, but it was in the invoice, so I had to fix that. So that's where we're at, that I haven't paid yet. But I think he'll probably want proof of that's his site. And I said it's documented on GIS, it's in the minutes, it's not something we can just go resell, you know. So I may have him call you once he pays so we can verify that is his site. It is.
Yeah, he'll have to call me and I'll put everything in.
Okay.
And I can screenshot whatever he wants. And people will publicly show it on Zoom.
I'm like, it's your site, I promise.
Those kind of people that say, you might not want to buy from us then. If you're that, you think we're that sketchy, I probably wouldn't deal with people like that.
They haven't paid it yet.
You don't trust the ordinance? Go somewhere else. I don't care. Whether you're here or not.
I think we're pretty chill.
Yeah, die and get buried somewhere else.
Your money ain't good enough.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to come visit you anyway.
So I'll entertain a motion to approve settlement of lots.
I'll make a motion to approve the lots. Well, Cook, family.
Motion by Mike, second by Terry, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Mike also reached out to me for state Monday baseball advertising. It usually comes at $250. They do it under one spot or game, $25 a spot. Any discussion? I entertain a motion on that. If you want to or not want to.
We've done the same kind of every 5 minutes. Through the winning baseball advertising.
I'll second it.
Motion by Gary, second by Kenya, all in favor?
Aye.
And I told him he said send it was after Mike, so I think that's in a couple of weeks. All right, item D, rescind fire restrictions. Ron got with me, and it was after, right after we went to stage one, and said state. Rescinded all fire restrictions. And he just recommended we just follow him. He is working on the, I think it's an ordinance.
Yeah. So I sent that off to Roger to review it.
Okay.
I just haven't heard back.
It basically says we'll just follow whatever the state does and we don't have to meet every time they send or pass that. If everybody okay, I mean, guess we'll talk about it, but just so everybody knows that it's kind of what we're working on. So I'll entertain a motion to rescind our fire restrictions. We're in stage one, so we'll rescind that.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Gary, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. And Bradshaw High School donation revision. So after we talked about this last time, I don't know if they heard back from them.
No, I think we just need to let know they're not going to need that money from this book. Call the table and tell, you know.
Yeah, if we have a check or anything like on that.
For which one?
That $15,000 we talked about last meeting to the high school. It was on the.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't here.
Okay.
Did they raise enough? Is that one?
Yeah, I think we got it covered. They said they'd like to use it for something else, but I told them, kind of told them, let us know and we'll talk about it.
That's how she had to know what it was for.
I guess we just pull it on. Let's keep that on there, too.
Okay.
And, all right, Tim and Tim, appreciate you coming out. We'll turn the time over to you for item F.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you guys for having us here today. We're looking for some sponsorship money for a Christmas concert. We'd like to do it. Ebenezer's, and I feel like we're in here a lot, so I'd like to thank the city for supporting these activities that we try to do. Tim's got some great talent lined up for us. I think this will be probably the best Christmas concert we've done. It's going to be Nashville Tribute Band and Ben Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
He's a new upcoming artist. He sounds awesome. It's our kind of music. It'll be a great time. And of course, Nashville Tribute Band's amazing. It's going to be a dinner show, so it's not going to be the auditorium scene we've tried in the past. This time we're going to have a holiday meal that Berta will whip up, and maybe do like a hot chocolate bar or something like that. It'll be Christmassy, it'll be festive. I'm pumped for it.
We're doing it early enough that I think we'll get it well attended.
Yeah.
And still have Christmas time. And then not interfere with basketball anymore.
November 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the date we're looking at. But to kind of help cover the expenses for the town coming in, we're asking for a sponsorship from the city. 5 to 10,000, somewhere in that range. Whatever you guys are willing to entertain. And I think it'll be awesome. I think this will be the best one. Yeah, I know we kind of fell short a little bit last year, but we didn't plan it the best with Brian Shue.
And the rodeo. I did a ride on rodeo too.
And rodeo.
And a fall.
But we've done our homework this time, and I think this one will sell out.
Did you have it last year?
Yeah, we did Brian Shue. Did right there. Yeah, rough time.
Good.
It was great, guys.
It was good. It was just conflicting with others.
Yeah.
I don't remember if you did or not.
I don't remember how much
we figured it out. I think we
might have got sponsors somewhere. You can get some money.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember.
So what time are you planning? On the 14th? This
14th,
is
yeah.
What time are you planning on doing?
Probably kind of the same time we do this, like you do dinner. It's
a little earlier.
A little bit earlier.
Yeah, I think we're saying 6.
6. 6, the doors will open, dinner at 6:30. Show will go 7.
Did you, did you look at possibly Saturdays? So people that are working on Fridays that want to come travel Friday night and then be here? I don't know. Maybe your Saturdays are done. I just worry. I've just done stuff either here or
there.
And Fridays were always hard for people to say, yeah, I'd love to come, but I had to work till.
It was,
I had to think of Saturday.
Yeah, we love to do a Saturday. They leave.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we got them in town, so we don't have to pay for anybody's flight or anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I knew there was probably
something. We're here getting pictures, so that was like the. So we kind of said, let's at least do a Friday.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we have to.
I mean, you'll get a lot of locals, but we need to, we're always trying to look for people that will come and stay the weekend.
That's right.
Spend some money, but.
We're going to get advertised. I'll be doing some free, I'll do some interviews on Pony. They're going to let us do it for free in the Pony show. We'll talk about it. But I think that's true. You can bring some, St. George folks at least.
So these guys know when they talk about it, what all the expenses or what Ruby's covering, what are donations from the county or something.
I think Ben Gallagher's fee is 5, and the National Tribute fee is 5. We don't have to pay for any airlines but 1. So I think that would cover everybody's, because it's going to be kind of a, it's not going to be like a huge band thing. We're going to have a little bit of a set for the Ben Gallagher, but it's just acoustic kind of drum set.
So the people have to buy tickets to it, or you're selling tickets?
You can sell tickets to it, yeah.
Well, and how many do you think you can get in there?
I mean, I hope we get over 300 in there. We can see 360, and I hope just have a few chairs that aren't filled.
So the odds are we can sell that out.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you going to offer, I don't know if Ebenezer's does, if they don't want to eat the dinner, but you have chairs in the back that they could just come for the show, or?
I'm trying not to do that. I really like to come have a holiday meal, enjoy the whole experience.
And most people do, but.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't mention the price.
Yeah, $50, which I think is dang cheap. for coming in and getting a level of time to get and pay.
And the show, yeah.
Yeah. So I wanted, no, we wanted it affordable so people could come. And,
all ages, right?
All ages.
Yeah, all ages, yeah. But, I mean, you're worried about a bar or anything, are you?
No alcohol. No, but just the hot shot at the bar. Yeah. Mike served hot shot there.
That's great. So definitely wait kids.
But $350 anyone.
Well, you know, I haven't thought of that, Sherry. Right now, five and under is free. I mean, I'll probably stick with that. But five and under, they're free for me.
Awesome.
Basically, they don't eat, right? That's the days they don't eat, they're free.
Yeah. No, they can even eat.
That's right.
A little bit that they'll eat, but.
That's all we have.
Entertain a motion, you want to motion to wait?
Oh, do we need a motion? Yeah. Just make a motion, we table it till next meeting.
That's it. Or do we need it? Yeah. That's motion by Mike, second by Gary. We'll talk about it. If we have any questions, make sure everybody's talk to the guy or come back in.
Okay.
All right. Is that put a call for a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right. Thanks, guys. We'll have to figure it out. Last week.
See ya.
Google split wood.
Our night department reports. Couple things. I'll just report that the volleyball team came up for they did a service project. We're donating some money to the program down there. They came up with a service project. I think it was a couple Fridays ago. Anyway, they kind of spent time over there cleaning the garden inside of the road and filled the truck beds full of garbage. So appreciate those guys and doing that. After that, you guys get a report from the meeting on the September 18th, the partnership meeting.
It was great.
Yeah, it was a pretty good meeting. Just talked a lot about the way we word stuff. We talked a lot about not mentioning that we're closed. So they talked a lot about just the way they word stuff.
I'm kind of referring back to the...
is that what you're talking about?
The one that was up in the park.
Yeah, that's what's
going on. Oh, yeah, okay.
So when they say that the gate's closed, then people think it's like...
I don't know about the
other closure. No, sorry. Okay. Yeah, so just the way they word stuff when they close that rainbow gate, when they shut that, instead of just saying, hey, it's closed, like word it in a way that doesn't make it feel like, oh, well, the park's closed.
And like Lance mentioned that it said possible snow showers, so they locked the gate. And he says, and look at the beautiful weather that we had. He said, give me the key, and I'll go lock it or unlock it, whatever, if we see snow. So, yeah, and the superintendent agreed with that. I should have brought my notebook. But they did send out the slide presentation that they were showing us. Oh, I'm going to look it up. But, yeah, I took off my notes, but
yeah.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, so it was good overall, just a good
meeting. Sid and Ron talked about, you know, with them helping EMS, you know, especially carry outs.
Okay. And they talked a lot about the e-buses.
Yeah.
Meetings on
they still drive through
the I think so. They're still working on those. What else was it? That was like it was
I know. Cool. I should have brought my notebook. It's Kelly Woods. So she did send out the slide presentation.
And they probably picked the nicest person ever to be over that. She's very friendly,
yeah.
Bubbly.
Yeah.
Well,
very.
I understand they're organizing a whole field trip to go down and look at possible trails around Mossy Cave.
And they're going to focus
and
on that.
And connecting between Fairyland and Mossy Cave.
They're focusing on all that.
And then Sid brought up about, you know, the road, the traffic, they need to expand there at Mossy Cave because that's...
There needs to be a train lane.
Yeah.
That's UDOT too.
So. Yeah.
But they're going to, we're going to plan with that.
Yeah. But overall, it was a pretty good meeting.
Awesome. There are a lot of people there.
They've heard a lot on Zoom.
On Zoom, there's a lot.
But not like in person. What was there, maybe 10 of us?
Maybe 10 in person. But.
Good. I met Kelly and she came to the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seems like she was energetic about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we invite her down sometime to one of our meetings?
Yeah, we
could. Probably could. Because she came to that luncheon that we had, or dinner that we had the other day for the park. She came down and gave input on that. So
she's better than him. She's been here for years.
She's been here for years.
Has she? Years. Yeah, first time I've ever interacted with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming.
Oh, we told them about doing day meetings too. They might like rotate.
Because
that was one of your recommendations,
yeah,
is to do a day meeting versus. So they might look at like rotating to a day meeting, night meeting.
Looks like the national school will be mid-January, so.
They talked about, I was going to say, park updates. This is what they're planning on doing, is shared use path extension to Bryce Point. Bryce Point vault toilets, they talked about. Well, yeah, and then horse management planning, water line replacement. They did talk about that. And the sewer lagoon project and the hazard fuel reduction. So, but I could forward this to you if you want to.
I think, is that on this PowerPoint or?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Thanks for.
Last he spoke up a lot. We were, yeah, it's a good thing Lance was there.
Yeah.
We're going to vote for him for governor in the future.
Can't leave here. That's great. I appreciate it. I attended the camp too. Attended the online Zoom meeting yesterday to give an update on what Utah's doing for the national parks and the Utah tourists. They're great. You know, they've been coordinating this and planning on for a couple months, and so they're giving daily updates on the visitutah.com/shutdown. Find the latest updates. The lady who hosted it was, I can't remember how many people on there, but
there was a lot
around the state. Yeah. They're actually here for the tourism conference, and so they did a referendum agreement. And that's good. And that's all I got. Gary?
I know.
Jerry? Raj? Judy?
Hey, I just sent you guys the info on that concert. And if you get a minute, you might want to get into that, and you'll have to get down into the thread. But I don't know if you remember the name Jason Deere. But he's kind of the ramrod of Nashville Tribute Band. So look up what's under him. But this kid they're bringing, he's a big deal. I mean, he's amazing. And I guess one of his real skills is his guitar abilities. They got him right up with Keith Urban and Randy Travis and all the better guitar players. And there's one that he did that he just did it online. It's called Stomp. It had 36 million views. When I started going through this, I thought, whoa, this is a real deal. So, it'll give you a little more background and check that out.
Okay.
And the only other thing I've got, Tanner reached out and wants to know whether we want to go ahead and do the trimming of all the brush this fall. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, the ANA. He's really trimmed down some bushes.
Yeah,
I see. In the intersections, and that's all good.
Since we didn't do it this spring, but that's all I think we could get done. Especially if he's thinking about ready to jump on the schedule.
He wants to get some of the inmates here and help. It goes fast when you do that.
Usually done by lunch a little after, so. You only got to go if we get a couple of extra trippers. I think Gary did that last time. Couple of them anyway. Yeah, I don't care about
so.
And then the only other question I've got is, with the, when we talk to those Christmas light guys, I'm not sure if I can remember what we decided about what we're doing for other lighting for this year. Are they doing something for the town?
Yeah.
So is that something that needs following up, or is that just ready to go?
I can't remember if they're coming in the first of November, mid November, I'm not sure, but I can.
We ought to try to get it before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
If we can do that.
Okay.
I stopped over this morning and talked to Lane for a minute. The shuttle is running just normal schedule, except they're not collecting at the entrance station, so I don't know how they're funding it. But he said they were really busy yesterday.
Got anything else?
Just following up on that American 250, you know, so we can get that 1500 to start working on banners. Yeah, you know, I contacted, so I'll check with Chris. Said he was, Chris Abbott, he said he was going to be back, but I've got everything in, so maybe it takes a while. Everybody's, all the other communities are probably trying to get their stuff in. But I did notice the Cambridge Courthouse did have a big banner outside that said, you know, America 250. Just probably start to get people.
Did you see Jake's got it on our signs?
Yeah.
You could take a picture of that.
Yeah, so that's what I didn't know, if maybe once we get the money, if Jake could make a small banner and you just put it here by the city office somewhere. I don't know. We'll just see when the money comes and when we want to start to slowly advertise our support.
I'll just forget about the conference next week. I'm often.
So we had our dinner the other night where we got together with the community and got some of their opinions. There was a couple in here that got brought up that I think we should probably add in. One of the concerns was there's no baby swings in our park right now at all. And so I'm going to add that. There were some other people that talked about tennis courts, larger soccer fields, and then there was one guy talked about lights along our city road, that one that's dark out by the rodeo grounds, that road there. He wanted to know if we would be willing to ever consider putting lights up down that road. And so those are just the only concerns that really came out of that meeting, but overall it was attended well. It was a good event, so. But I definitely think the baby swings is something we should probably consider and make sure that gets in the bid.
Yeah, that's good. I reached out to Tom, just mentioned that, see where we put it in. Okay. My thought was, I think the text he did is the, you know, Main Street with that, from the sidewalk, it kind of goes down and comes back up. I don't think level that. I know there's a South Central pedestal or something there, but because with a soccer field, you're going to ditch down, makes some sense. So maybe I just wonder about the elevation, maybe asking about that.
Okay.
Is the concern with the soccer being too small? I mean, is that something that we should consider?
I mean, they brought that up, so I don't know. But I just really don't know where else to really put that. But I don't know, without tearing into everything and tearing that basketball court up, I really don't know.
Well, didn't we at one time talk about doing an area over across the street between the housing where there's...
Yeah.
Is the volleyball net is?
There, I mean, there's a whole strip through there that looked like that you could put a soccer set up there. I mean, you could put a full size one there.
Yeah.
Maybe you could put a tennis court down there.
Listen to that.
I I don't know.
I'm not saying, hey, I'm not a tennis guy, but I'd rather see you put it in a pickleball court. Right?
Well, and we mentioned
way more popular than a tennis court.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned to him it's similar, but the pickleball courts are smaller. That you're able to maintain that. Big tennis courts is different.
I mean, I see tennis courts a lot of places, and hey, maybe in St. George they're a big thing, but a lot of these other places, I mean, I see tennis courts go away and pickleball they can, but that's just my.
You see people playing pickleball on a tennis court. But yeah. But they were excited for the dog park, you know, and even just the walkway path.
Mm-hmm. Is that something like we, I'm just thinking about the soccer, is it something we should consider putting it somewhere else where it will maybe be better utilized? Or I'm just not. Consider something like that.
How much bigger?
Well, you'd end up with a little park over right in the middle of all the housing.
Yeah, sure. Maybe it's time to train a little bit.
You'd rather put it all right there.
Right there is, you know, pickleball courts that can be seen by, you know, guests, also tourists. You know, I think that would be big. I hate to just hurry and push it through. We've gotten far and wish we'd have done wrong.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the town council to put the playground in. I still not sure why we go for this layer, this layer, this layer, down this layer.
I mean, it's an idea to look at.
I mean, right, we'd have to go through it and see if there's something.
Yeah. The thing is, too, those are full size soccer fields.
No, I
no matter where you're looking, you got
That's bigger football.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think this strip that we have where we're going to put the soccer field is actually wider than that area we're thinking over in front of the housing. But I can go out and measure it today or tomorrow and look at it. But
we're not making a decision.
Yeah,
I just think about it.
Okay.
So I considered that comment maybe a little bit. I like maybe we'll grab a group of kids to play and say, you know, then I just don't think they would want to break it because it's not like it's a full team or anything. Might be good idea to get feedback from them.
I mean, did they say full or they just want bigger?
Just bigger. That's all. That's all.
Bigger than 1,000.
Yeah.
Do you hear anything else? I know there's a couple of people that said they want to talk to me or, you know, just look at it. They didn't get a chance to come, but I think they might have some feedback. At least you can see it. So it was a great event. It was a great thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we ended up, I ordered for 100 chairs to make me, so we did more than the 50.
How many do you think showed up?
What's that?
How many do you think showed up?
Oh, we had a pretty good turnout.
I bet you it was over 80. Might make 80, 90, I would say, probably. I mean, it was good attended. There was a lot of people that came. Yeah. I was nervous. About 5 minutes in, there was still nobody there.
We're just coming. They knew it was from myself.
You know, that just shows you that there's interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there could be other things that we could get them involved.
Yeah. I'd mention those two.
Yeah. But then lights, I don't think we put this on this project, but just for future.
I was thinking about that the other day. Obviously, if you go put street lights we did on Main Street, you're looking at a big project. But you know, dropping it on there, they don't have lights up there. But they have the big tall ones on a power pole. That, you know, and we don't have those very often. But if we could figure something like that out, you know, an intersection right here or something.
What about something like the lights that are going up to the ones in the rim?
Well, it was Marius that brought it up because he says, you know, look at our evenings right now. And he said a lot of people are around the housing with our duplex park models in the apartments, and there's no lighting over there.
There's no poles over there.
No. Yeah, so that was just a concern that got brought up. So,
Might mention that to Tom, is that hey, we have a walking path thing, not the pond, but these other areas, what are some ideas without putting.
I like that. Okay.
Well, when you're going toward the rodeo grounds and before you split apartment housing or go to Escalade New Trailer Sites, there's some big tall power poles sitting right there on that fork on the ground. So I don't know if they're frets, if he had some plans for that. Gribical tall.
I've seen I don't see it.
So maybe that was going to be a future?
Mainly, it's mainly intersections.
Yeah.
You can see, but I'm sure you mentioned it before. If you're out here in the dark, you go to like turn around, and your lights are going this way, and somebody's standing there, you'll never see.
Yeah.
Something to think about.
Okay, well, I'll get these suggestions into Tom and see what he can come up with. So.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, thanks for doing that. Have any plan commission financials?
Shows twice, so you have to show like the credit card charge of what account, but they shouldn't be on there twice. Like, but the adjustment itself will say you'll see like a debit and a credit. But no, they're spending a lot more annual charges.
Oh, yeah,
they're not
really
good. Do you have your report up?
Descriptions on there.
Yeah, I do see the.
I mean, a lot of it's ink, paper products for the buildings.
I guess I just. Is it multiple weeks? Is it something he needs to plan ahead and.
Go once a month and do everything.
Every 2 weeks? Or I don't know. I mean, maybe once a month's too much. I'm not. Or too long. But
he's got one on there that says city work supplies. We know what that is.
Does he turn on receipts in?
Yeah.
Or just,
okay. Yeah, he has to put them in there.
Yeah, they have to be in there.
Have we looked at those to make sure? I mean, I do review so I can see if, you know, like, you can type in whatever description, but the description is.
Do we got I can start emailing those out. It just takes, it's a big file. But, like I said, I wish somebody would look at them too.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I guess I look at this every time. Like I said, I have the same description, but I don't know what the description matches or receipt. And maybe we'll have maybe it's just, we should have maybe that game session.
Well, that's, I think the bill this month was $33,000, right?
It was what?
$33,000.
Was that this month or last?
I think that's what it did. Where did I see that? I saw that somewhere.
Maybe yeah, but it had like the huddle. Yeah, that month was the biggest it's ever been.
Okay.
But there was like huddle, something else.
Yeah, I don't think these charges are for sure.
But so how do you want to?
I just
what kind of things to work through. Trying to figure out how to make.
Sure, that's our responsibility.
And maybe I would
most of all, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not Sid, it's not Mike, it's ours.
But if you do,
how much you all were spending every month, maybe we can find that.
So are you approving everything? You know, I used to do that, and then I kind of forgot about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to approve them to get them into QuickBooks.
Yeah. So. And I kind of looked at it then, but I haven't for a while.
But I can just email the actual receipts out too. It's just a big.
About $250 of fuel.
Do we not? Let's see. Who has access? Just me and Shiloh, right, to the app.
I don't even. Do you have?
But I can't see. But I can see my own. But I can't see.
Yeah, I think it's only you and I are administrators. But we could make.
Make it so both of us have to approve it.
Maybe you don't want him to combine. But I was trying. On Monday and see he orders from Home Depot and he has like 2 to 3 day free delivery on items when Carl's ordering supplies or stuff. I don't know if you want the city to be involved with ordering and shipping like that, but Carl said it's always free shipping and he said within 2 to 3 days he's got his stuff.
And I don't know if he coordinates that with picking up his son too. I mean, that's because that's weekly and then he's picking up things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We talked about travel once before, and
we didn't really mind if he, but if was over there and doing city stuff and stuff for whatever.
And then we can wait for him.
$27 charge on that diesel and the Bobcat, and there's a $44 charge on the 9th. You know, I don't know what these are. If I had
them. Doesn't look like all these fuel charges are really small.
Yeah.
Especially here.
Yeah, I'd say you had $170 on the 2nd, $185 on the 13th. But that's definitely, I mean, I don't think that's a trip somewhere.
The whole month.
Oh, it's a month.
Yeah, I just don't think you spend anything after the 18th.
There's nothing after the,
But maybe I haven't approved since the 18th, too. Because like I said, if I don't approve them, it doesn't get into QuickBooks. And I haven't reconciled that yet, so.
Okay. Is that something we need to meet about in the next executive session to kind of come up with a plan of what we want to outline or what we think?
Is that right,
Sid? Yeah, I mean, I can tell you it takes me a lot. There's more receipts than ever, but I'm not saying it's not. It takes me longer to reconcile than it did, you know, a year ago.
Is it something that we need a little bit more detail, though, before we go meet?
I'll email all
we
those.
We should look at the receipts, I think, yeah.
Yeah, I'll email you the receipts for, like, do you want to look at, like, how far back do you want me to go? Is it okay if I pulled like Cherish and like hers? I mean, really.
I wonder. I mean, I see a lot of cleaning supplies in the bathroom.
There's a lot.
And we used to get all that from Nicholas, didn't we?
And I used to get those from Amazon.
They come from Amazon now, but
okay.
A lot of those.
Same as Amazon, probably.
I just need some clear out with Cherish. That's not even.
Yeah. So I'll just email out like the city. It's easier if I can pull out Cherish's. And that'll make the file not as big.
Well,
but I also felt like Tenor is, he's in a lot of projects too. Like, He does a lot more than, yeah, so I don't.
Well, I think we've been talking before. We should probably know when he's heading out of town.
Yeah.
How many times is he going out of town ever?
No, we have, I mean, that's the thing that I don't know.
I need to do better email on the timesheet to you, though. Does everybody want his timesheet? Because before I was just sending it to.
Yeah.
I'll just send it to Ben.
So the report is, can it send out receipts that are attached to it?
Mm-hmm.
You have to like.
We tried that. Yeah, I have to get it from Divi. They're in QuickBooks, so if you log on to that, look at that transaction, it's in there. But there's no way to pull those in QuickBooks. I have to do it from Divi.
The receipts in QuickBooks?
Yeah, the actual receipts. But they're in QuickBooks. So if you go to the journal entry, you'll see that attached.
Okay.
So they're in there, but QuickBooks can't pull it.
He's going to take a picture of the receipt anyway, and I'm like, just make him send it to our group chat to everybody every time he
does email.
That's going to be easy for him. I mean,
yeah, it's our part, I'd say.
I mean, I think
if it matches the receipt, then it's fine.
I mean, for the most part, I think they do, but I don't, like you said, the detail. If it's supplies and you put, like, well, that's supplies, then I just approve it. There's nothing weird on them, like beer or cigarettes. You know what I mean? There's nothing that I would send those out right away if there was something weird. But
I personally, I mean, I probably should go into that because I should. But is that something I don't know. I think we got to go back to, it's just like most of it. We spend money here. If you get a pile of things, you know, if you plan ahead, you can bring it in here and say, these are the things I need to order.
Give him a limit of what he can spend at one time or something.
Yeah, or it's like if I'm on the wellness center or something, he's got to communicate with.
Let's see if he can send us 3 seats for the last couple of months. Let's just take a look.
Okay.
Everything seems legit. It's okay.
A lot of these cleaning supplies and they'll probably set up an account and then closer from that.
If you knew it was from, I would rather.
I don't see us while we're driving to Cedar to get some cheap cleaning supplies.
So I guess what we get, I mean, we can send the receipts out.
Yeah.
How far back do you want me to go? Like,
maybe just the last couple months.
July, August, September?
Yeah.
Go through those, but also address the travel issue. I think, I don't. But, I mean, I haven't received any notification. We met the last time. I don't know what the consensus would be. So, would he keep the travel log, or was he sort of travel log?
I don't remember to do that.
But I have never received a message saying. Travel, credit card receipts, I think move buying off account, such as Nicholas.
When we look, there's only 4 things. I can find the wording for it.
Just so I don't want that.
Yeah, I'll find the wording.
Yeah, about $200.
Carrie, you started saying something. You said there was a something else you wanted to bring up or something? And then
I think maybe you can answer Peter's question.
Okay.
Warrants. Those are there. There's no discussion on the finances. I entertain a motion to approve the warrants.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Chair, second by Cannon, all in favor?
Aye.
What's the, I'm sorry, NCL Government Capital? Is that the
That's the bucket? Name on the bucket. Yeah.
Okay.
Next meeting is at the 16th. Be okay with that?
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And no visitors here, so I'm taking a motion to adjourn the LBA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
And executive session, entertain a motion to adjourn the council meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second.